Recorded Books and RB Digital present Beware the Ninja Weenies and Other Warped and Creepy Tales by David Lubar. Narrated by Christopher Gebauer and Susie Jackson.
Playing solo. Henry fired a mortar round at the cluster of aliens. Perfect. It hit their group dead center and blew them up in a geyser of brown soil and green flesh. Nice, Stan said. I'll flank the other squadron while you distract them.
Got it,
Henry said into the microphone of his headset. He pushed the right thumbstick to rotate the camera toward the other group of enemies. Then he tapped the D-pad to switch weapons. No use wasting mortar shells. He fired short bursts from his plasma rifle, knocking chips of stone off the broken statues that sheltered the enemy. They responded by sending a hail of blind fire in his direction. Almost there, Stan said. Henry panned the camera back, but couldn't spot his friend. As soon as you attack, I'll move closer, he said. Okay? Instead of answering, Stan screamed, Aliens! Ouch! Stop that! Henry lowered the volume. Of course there are aliens. That's the whole point of this game, to fight the aliens. No, real ones, Stan yelled. Henry rotated the view all the way around until he got back to the starting point. He didn't see anything that hadn't been there before. No new enemies had shown up on the radar map, either.
Egg! No!
A message scrolled across the top of the screen. Connection lost. Stan Rock 720 has dropped out. Very funny, Henry muttered. He had no idea why Stan had quit, but he was happy to play the game by himself. He switched back to the mortar, slipped closer, and took out the second group of aliens.